Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, November 13th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. ExxonMobil said today that it's starting to drill for lithium in Arkansas and aims to become a major U.S. supplier for makers of electric vehicle batteries by 2030. The Texas-based oil company said it plans to start producing battery-grade lithium by 2027. ExxonMobil enters the lithium business in an effort to reposition itself long-term for the advent of EVs and electrification in the transportation sector, which it has dominated for decades as one of the world's largest fuel makers. Lithium is a key ingredient in making batteries for EVs, cell phones, and laptops. Holiday hiring demand drops off in what could be a warning for the job market. Businesses are seeking fewer extra workers for holiday jobs this fall. According to outplacement services firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, the number of seasonal positions publicly advertised this fall fell to the lowest level in a decade. The National Retail Federation estimates that between 345,000 to 445,000 seasonal workers will be hired this year, down as much as 40% from a recent high in 2021. And Israel and the U.S. have warned about the prospects for a wider war in the Middle East as Hezbollah and the Israeli military step up cross-border attacks against each other and as other Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq strike U.S. forces. The warnings came as Israeli forces continued their assault today on Gaza, where Palestinian doctors at besieged hospitals say they are watching patients die from a lack of supplies and electricity. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.